Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Sarah, good afternoon to you. For whatever reason, it feels like we haven't spoken for eons.
Ages.
Exactly right, ages. But today we got it together, and today your topic is Go Fund Your Own NHI! Exclamation mark noch al. Why?
This event had me very close to banging my head on the wall. Health Professions Council of South Africa, which is basically is the registration body for all health professionals, doctors, nurses, etc., and basically looks after people who complaining about their doctors, etc. The head of the council addressed the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Health, one Professor Mburaheni Nebutandani. Now, he basically presented the argument for funding NHI through essentially stealing the savings that you and I have achieved in your medical aid. And it was just the most extraordinary idea. I mean, it's actually, if you think about it, it's a form of expropriation of our compensation. It's the one idea that really had even the medical aid societies coming out saying absolutely out of the question. There is no reason after the medical aid members have paid their tax to pay for public health, which should include the national health insurance, that they then have to have the money that they have saved, that they have paid over to the government. And what was really kind of disturbing, he then said, and he referred to the Medical Schemes Act being amended to ensure alignment with the NHI, and that people could use medical aids for services over and above the ones provided for by the state, but then they couldn't, and so on. It was like watching the Twilight Zone. It was so very, very disturbing. And it was very disturbing because the fact that this government is still punting NHI, which would be huge, it would be disruptive, it would require a bureaucracy bigger than anything else in the public sector to manage. And in fact, the vast majority of public hospitals wouldn't even fall into the scheme because they rated. And they, something ridiculous like there probably, there are fewer than 100 hospitals in South Africa that would meet that grading. So I may not have that right or wrong. And of course, what it does, of course, raise a question, and you may be able to tell me better than I've been able to discover, is how do the medical aides, what is their attitude to the NHI in general?
That was my next question to you. Yeah. Because it seems to me from the little bits and pieces that I've grasped here and there that there is no particular pushback. They seem to be quite compliant. At least that's my reading of the situation. And is that because it's a done deal and there's no point fighting it? Is it a political issue that you don't want to be the wrong side of those in power? Why has there been no uprising or uproar against this plan?
About it. I don't know. We can only speculate. Some of the speculation is that maybe some of the medical aides will administer the scheme, God help them. Others is that they want to be on the side of government and they'll make a plan, or they hope that it's just so expensive it won't happen. The terrible thing is the government is like a bully. You know, you know that if you tackle them back and you confront them, they will back down. We've done it ourselves in our own little way. And it always seems that when the government proposes something ridiculously expensive, the companies generally tend to go with the direction that the government's going in, even if it makes absolutely no sense. Now here, you with medical aid members, it's slightly different. There's a level of buy-in that's not just the customer. Anyway, I just think NHI is all an appalling idea, particularly as you will have to upgrade hospitals before you make them part of the NHI. And you'll probably find if you upgrade hospitals and you put in place people who know how to manage hospitals, you won't need the NHI anyway.
Can I ask you something completely unrelated to anything that we've spoken about today?
Yeah, sure.
It's been one hell of a week from an Israel perspective. Those of us who have any kind of connection or affinity to Israel, it's been trying and difficult. I never expected to see Jessie Duarte do what she did. I got to tell you, on a personal level, it seriously makes me consider all sorts of things that I don't want to be considering, but it does. Were you surprised in any way by what she did and how she did it and the statements that she made?
No, I wasn't really, for a number of reasons. I mean, look, Jesse comes from a Muslim family. So there's,
I didn't know that
element.
I didn't know that.
And then there's the fact that, I don't expect, let's put it this way. One comes to expect a lot of doublespeak and she'll say one thing and then she'll backtrack because the prevailing view is against what she's just said. But no, it doesn't surprise me at all.
We're going to leave it there, Saragon. Thank you so very much for your input this Thursday, and you'll be back with me same time next week.
Sure.